Highland's coverage of the Irish legends at Rosapenna Hotel and Golf Resort is brought to you by Highland Motors Letterkenny, with the all-new award-winning Dacia Sandero and Stepway from just €39 a week.
Okay then, time to continue our coverage now of the Irish legends here at the Rosapenna Hotel and Golf Resort. Joining us in our studio, our outside broadcast here just outside the clubhouse, is Director of Rosapenna, John Casey. John, a very good morning, but it's not the morning you wanted weather-wise, that's for sure.
No, it's a little wet here, Oisin, unfortunately, but still everybody's in good spirits and we're raring to go and get the tournament underway. So
yeah. As somebody pointed out to me this morning, this is where the real golfers will shine in conditions like this.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose it can't be won today, but definitely a bad score today and you're going to be behind. So it's just a matter of getting through it and staying in contention.
Yeah, and yesterday, very successful day. The Pro-Am, everybody seemed to enjoy it and the weather held out. And Jim Gavin in the end, winning the individual celebrity, the former Dublin manager. But it was a fantastic way to start the event, John.
Yeah, yesterday was a great day. I think everybody really enjoyed it. We had the Championship Pro-Am in the morning and then the Celebrity Pro-Am in the afternoon, and really a great day. Everybody was in great spirits last night. And as you say, Jim Gavin won the Celebrity Individual, and then Paul Lowry's team, joined by Ronnie Whelan and Alan and Janet Hansen, won the team event. So very, very enjoyable day.
Yeah, some big names will be heading out now within the next hour or so, John. We've got the likes of Barry Lane, who's starting around now. Paul himself, the tournament host, will be away at 9 o'clock, followed by Thomas Bjorn, Marcus Breer, Paul Lowry, Ian Woosnam and Thomas LeVay. They're the big guns that are here this weekend, John.
Yeah, definitely. They're all just moving around the car park here now, and some of them are heading to the tee. So it's great to see the likes of, as you say, Bjorn and Lowry, and then Barry Lane and Paul McGinley, Thomas LeVay. It's just fantastic to have them all here at Rosapenna.
Yeah. Obviously, you've been very close to these players and the amateurs that are here and the celebrities that are here as well. They seem to be all enjoying their time in Rosapenna, John, going by all accounts this morning, speaking to a few of them.
Yeah, certainly. I just spoke to Alan Hansen there for 5 minutes with a coffee. He was telling me he had 6 birdies yesterday in the Pro-Am, so playing off 5 handicap, it was no surprise that they were the winning team.
Yeah, he didn't do too bad then.
No, so played well, enjoyed the course. Anybody who plays well always love the golf course.
Yeah, okay. Let's hear now from the tournament host, Paul McGinley. He is expecting the pros to have a real go on the old Tom Morris course today, despite the weather conditions.
Oh, it's tough. Don't underestimate these guys. They can still play, you know. Ian Woosnam is here, and I'll tell you what, he can hit the ball, you know, still unbelievably well. Just look at his ball flight and how he hits it. And, you know, Thomas Bjorn as well, too, another ex-Ryder Cup captain, again, super player, just turned 50. So, you know, these guys can really play. And I'm expecting a winning score, depending on the weather, of course, but, you know, somewhere between 7 under and 10 under par for 3 rounds. That's kind of what we're aiming for. You know, we're not aiming to be the most difficult tournament here. We are going to move a few tee boxes up depending on the weather conditions, and all in all it should be a really good test for these players. Well, I know it's going to be a great test for the players, and it's a question of who's going to come out on top.
We're hearing there from tournament host Paul McGinley. John, can Paul do anything at the top end of the leaderboard?
Yes, certainly. I mean, Paul's still a very, very good golfer, brilliant golfer, and he knows the course, home advantage. Yeah. I'd say Paul's played that course as much as anyone down through the years, so definitely has a good chance.
Okay then, who are you tipping today to shine then? You know the course, you know who it will suit?
Yeah, I mean, the guy I played with in the Pro-Am, Barry Lane, absolute gentleman, played really well yesterday. Paul Lowry, probably more used to this weather than anyone. He's from Aberdeen in Scotland, so I suppose guys like that. Thomas LeVay also, I think, playing very well from all accounts, so any of these guys, but it's open to everyone. There's a lot of good players, a lot of different guys could win it.
Yeah, and just finally, from a European Tour point of view, the Legends Tour is here as well. They're the chief organisers of this, along with the host Paul for the Irish Legends, and they've been here since last week, and they seem to be happy with what Donegal has put on the table for them so far, John.
Yeah, definitely. Great feedback so far, but just the scenic area, and you know, Downing's always is a bit of a festival atmosphere at this time of the year. There's lots of people around, there's bars, restaurants, places to go. So everybody's pretty positive and they're really enjoying their time.
Okay, thanks for joining us here, John, and we'll talk to you later on today.
Thank you.
That's John Casey, director of Rossapenna Hotel and Golf Resort. Day one is up and running. Well, the Irish Masters here at Rossapenna, hosted, of course, by Paul McGinley. And we'll be following the action throughout the day. And it's going to be very interesting to see how these big guns from years gone by are able to handle these Donegal weather conditions on the fantastic links course that is the old Tom Morris course. We talked to Paul yesterday, and he, of course, was pointing out the back nine, the valley, the likes of 13 and 14, and then coming up that stretch in the par 5, 18th. And we watched the celebrity do it yesterday. We watched Jim Gavin and the likes of Robbie Fowler all make it up and through the 18th as they return to the clubhouse. And it was spectacular stuff yesterday, and we're hoping for more of the same today, and the weather's not going to dampen the atmosphere here, that's for sure.